Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amid Beis by the Mishnah. We continue in Perek Harini Nazir, accepting Nazirios dependent on certain future events. So we had the previous Mishnah, which was based on not a future event, but just on an additional event. I'm a Nazir, and I'm going to bring karbanos for another Nazir. And we discussed whether that's going to work or not. What about half a Nazir? We discussed, remember, an important comment of the Rashba a couple of days ago, that in all these cases, some of them being dependent on something in the future, as we're about to have. Let's read the first line of our Mishnah. Hareini Nazir l'kashiyeh li ben. I'm a Nazir when I have a son. A person's really wishing that he had a son, and he's a Nazir. He accepts to be a Nazir based on a future event. What about the whole sugya of Asmachta? We mentioned a couple of days ago the Tshuva of the Rashba, Miyuchas L'Ramban, where he said that the issues of Asmachta are not a problem in these cases because Asmachta by Nazirus is similar to Asmachta Litzaka, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. In other words, even though usually Asmachta, which means a commitment now based on a future event, which I don't know exactly what the results are going to be, usually Paskin Lo Kanya. So sugya and Maseches Sanhedrin, that's the gambling sugya, betting, Masachi Bekuvya, Vechulu, even though that's true, but certain asmachtas are nikne. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, asmachta litztaka is kanya. So too, that's what the Rashba said, asmachta for Nazirus. It's related to Hektish, as we've said already a number of times. That's kanya, and that's why all these cases are able to get off the ground. Okay, so with that background, we go into the Mishnah and the details. Hareini Nazir l'kashiyeh li ben, v'nola lo ben. Somebody says, I hereby accept to be a Nazir when I have a son. And v'nola lo ben, and he has a son, Baruch Hashem, harei ze Nazir. So he's a Nazir when he has that son. It's exactly what he said. He is a Nazir. Tosfos says in Hareini Nazir l'kashiyeh li ben, pirish, hoda'a v'shevach l'kadosh baruch hu. It's hoda, he's giving shevach to Hashem, shechanani v'zikani v'nola li ben. He takes it upon himself as a hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much. And he wants to accept something. So that's what he accepts. He accepts to be a Nazir. It's interesting that his focus here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he's taking precautions because at the moment of the birth, he might not always be focused on Hashem at that second, but focused on the baby, as we'll see in a second. But beforehand, he knows this is what he's going to want to do, so beforehand, he accepts already Nazir. There is a Shaila in the Achronim more to explain how is it, and is there a way that we can explain the concept of Tumas Yoledes? Oh, when a woman has a baby, she becomes Tameh. For 7 days for a boy, for 14 days for a girl, where does that Tumah come from? What'd she do wrong? She brings a Karban Chatos afterwards. Two separate questions. But focusing on the Tumah, what type of Tumah is that? Tumah is usually associated with death. Something related to that. Tumas Meis is the Aviyah Bosa Tumah, a dead Sheretz, anything related to Misa. So, where does Tumas Yoledes come from? So, Rav Hirsch, as one possibility, says that maybe it is related to death. And that is, like, why is Shechva Zera Metame? Because that's a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. What's Tumas Nida? Kind of the opposite. Tumas Yoledes suggests, Rav Hirsch, the woman had life inside of her. And once the baby is born, there's a vacuum. Not that there's death, but inside of her now there's less life. She was carrying two lives, her own and the baby's. And now when that baby is outside of her, so that vacuum leaves Tumah. And maybe he suggests when a woman gives birth to a female, to a girl, who has the ability to bring more life into the world, that's even more of a vacuum. And that's why it's double, it's 14 days, and not just 7 days. That's one idea that Rav Shamshon Frol Hirsch has. But if you look in the Hegyona Shel Torah, Ben Tzion Firer, he has another possibility, which relates to our sugya here. And that is, it's only natural for a human being, at the moment that a child is born, the entire love, his whole mahus, is connected to that child. It's an unbelievable event, unbelievable miracle, but that's the Metzius. The Metzius is Ahavas es bina hanola la for the mother, let's say, because that's where the Tumah comes from. Tofeses es kol iba ve'ena mashira makom kol shehu lav ahava acheres. There's no other love in the. There's nothing else going on in the world. There's no other love in the world at that second. Ad she'edi misugelis l'kayim biyamim eile es v'yahatas Hashem alokecha b'chol avavcha. It's natural, suggests that Yonah Shel Torah, that at that second, all of the mother's love is on the child. There's such a deep connection. umikivan, and because of that, that leads to a certain type of tumah. When we're not focusing on, even for a second, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has to lead to tumah, right? We're not on the level of Yaakov Avinu. We're not on the level of Yaakov Avinu where, as the Maharal says, the Gur Aryeh says in Parshas Vayigash, at the moment that he meets Yosef, he says Kriya Shema. What's he saying Kriya Shema for? What did he say Kriya Shema for? So explains the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh there in Brachos, because he had felt such a love at that moment for his son. Such a love, he hadn't seen his son for so many years. Yosef knew that Yaakov was alive, so it wasn't the same level. But Yaakov didn't know, and an unbelievable overflow of emotion that he felt at that second. And Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to take it and I'm going to say Kriya Shema right now. We're not on that level. We're not on the level. We have a love for a human being. We have a love at that moment. So says the Maharal, just to read it, Lefi kasher ba Yaakov v'raz Yosef b'no melech, ba b'libo ahavaso v'yeroso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eich midosav heim tovos u'shlemos, u'mash mishalim schar to lireyav, v'zum midas hachasidim, haya oiv et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that he had unbelievable love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment, though naturally we should have love for Yosef at that moment. He realized how everything comes from Hashem. The Stipler quotes this Maharal in the Birchas Peretz on Parshas Vayigash as well. So we're not on that level. So that's where the Tumah comes from. So maybe this guy in our Mishnah is thinking ahead. He and his wife know. Maybe it's not the wife is not being mechabel anything here. But he beforehand has that acknowledgement that he realizes intellectually everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore beforehand he is mechabel and Naziris at the moment that his son is born. And that's what he did here. Okay, so he's a Nazir if he has a son, and Vinola lo ben, and he has a ben. So what is the halacha? Raise a Nazir. Nola lo bas, tumtum vandrogonis, back to the Mishnah. What if he doesn't have a son? He said son. So what if he doesn't have a son? He has a daughter, or a tumtum, or an androgynous. The tumtum with unclear genitalia, an androgynous with both, whatever that means. Eino Nazir, he is not a Nazir because he did not have a ben. He did not have a son, and that's what he undertook, Dafka, a son. As we'll see what the Chiddush is in the Gemara. Im Amar Kishayili Vlad, if he says, if I have a Vlad, any type of fetus, child, afilu nola lo bas tumtum androgynous, I raise a Nazir, that is more inclusive if he says Vlad, and therefore it would be a Kabbalah of a Nazir. Whenever Tumtum and Androgynous comes up, I always like to mention the amazing comment to the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph. In Mitzvah Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Mitzvah Puravu, as based on the Chinuch, and there he discusses the Machlokas B'Shamei Beis Hillel of what is the minimum Mitzvah of Puravu that we paskin, two boys according to Beis Shammai, a boy and a girl according to Beis Hillel, and he discusses, as only the Minchas Chinuch could suggest, what if he has an Androgynous? What if it was as an androgynous? Are you Mekayim the mitzvah? A puravu? It's a little boy, a little girl. All connected in one being. Or do we say, no, it's neither. It's a birya b'fnei atzma. Is it tali on the machlokes tanoim? Suffik ben, suffik bas, or birya b'fnei atzma? But he's the one that asked the kasha. What about an androgynous? Is there a possibility that you can be owed to the mitzvah, a puravu? But then he rejects it and says, no, he thinks that you need at least two beings, two entities, and an androgynous is one entity, whether it's a unique entity or a suffix entity, but that's the Minchas Chinuch. Continuing, so if somebody says Vlad, then it is an all-inclusive statement, and therefore any of the children mentioned, Bas Tumtum and androgynous, would be included. But then he says, what about Hipila Ishto? If his wife miscarries after he says Vlad, so then Eino Nazir. That he's not a Nazir, because a miscarriage is not included in Vlad. Vlad means a viable Vlad, a viable baby, and this was not a viable baby. The Mefarish says on top, Hipila Ishto Eino Nazir, De Dilma Haidi Hipila Lohavi Ben Kayama. Maybe the miscarriage, if it was a miscarriage in the fourth month, is not a Shiloh. Nothing to talk about. We're talking about Rachmana Litzlan, if there's a late miscarriage. If there's a stillborn, something related, where there's a chance of kolo chadashim, there's a chance that this child really was a fully developed child and then died. So says the Mefarish, Dilma Haidi Pila, he's not a Nazir, because Lavi Ben Kayamish, Lokolo Chadashiv, Velo Vladhave, Visafik Nazirus Lahakel. And because we don't say, he's a Safik Nazir. No, he only undertook to be a Nazir if he has a Vlad. This Nazir did not reach, this Vlad possibly did not reach the standard, and therefore we're allowed to say Safik Nazirus is Lahaka. Ask the Karen Ora, isn't there a Cheskas that most babies are alive? Some type of Cheskas Chayim. Right? So Hochenacha Harov, that most babies that are born are not miscarriages, there's a certain percentage, but most are not. Isn't there a cheskas chayim? So says the Karen Ora, you can't say that when you have an uvda in front of you that the baby didn't make it. That undermines the chazaka. There's a cheskas chayim for an animal that's alive. There's a cheskas, we might call it by animals, lahavdil. There's a cheskas kashrus, right? There's a cheskas eno trefa, unless you know otherwise. There's also a chazaka that it's not shachut yet. So in all these types of cases, you have to figure out what chazakas are in play. So here it says the Karen Ora, isn't there a cheskas chayim? V'yim kein, amai lo avi nazil tanakama, kiven devlad ma'aliyah, hi lukuli yama mea Torah. Also, the chumra of the baby dying, he quotes the other Gemara, the baby dying before 30 days, is a chumra midrabanan, that we don't consider it a baby. But on a daraisa level, he says there's a chazaka. So he says, el al karchach, he says, Sarach Lomar, the Svirle of the Gemara, the Mace Batoch Lamad Avi Sveka Daraisa Iben Kayamahu, the Israele Ruba. The rover, the chazaka of the baby, normally having a chazaka being developed, is ruined based on the fact that the baby didn't make it, and therefore the chazaka is undermined. Again, when a child is nifter at such a young age, or even before the child is born. That's the Tanakama. So he pila by a miscarriage or a stillborn, there's no Naziris. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, we're not really sure. Shimon says, I'm not sure what to do, because maybe he is a Nazir, but I have a way out. Because as we've said before, being a Suffolk Nazir, that's very machmir, because you're there, you're a Suffolk Nazir your whole life. You can't get out of your Naziris. Because how do I finish a Naziris with Tiglachas and Karbanos? Both of those are Averos, if I'm not a Nazir. If I shave my payas, I'm violating. And if I bring Karbanos, it's Havas Kulum Lazara. So if I'm a Savi Nazir, I can't just, I might as well be Machmir. But I also can't not be a Nazir, because maybe it's an Isidaraisa to drink wine and to get a haircut. So I'm stuck. So Reb Shimon says, I have a way out. Yomar, a person should be Makabel, another Naziris at this moment, and say, Im Haya Ben Kayama, if my son was a viable child, Ben Kayama, Hare Ani Nazir Chova, then I am a Nazir because of my neder that I accepted to do. My Nazir Chova. V'im Lav, and if I don't really have to be a Nazir from the previous event, so then Hare Ani Nazir Nadava, then what I'm doing now, I'm accepting to be a Nazir just voluntarily, without any obligation of a previous event. Right, and that's what Tosfos adds, that Rabbi Shimon wants you to do this because he is nervous about the state that occurred earlier. He doesn't just say suffering the Zeris Lahakel, and therefore he suggests a way out for this man. The opposite, though, Chaz Rav Yalda. But what if after this event, the woman, Mazel Tov, had a healthy baby, Chaz Rav Yalda, had a healthy baby, Tosfos says, from a different pregnancy. Toptosis, Pirish Meherayon Acher, from a different pregnancy. We'll get to what the significance of that is. So then, Rabbi Shimon says, so then, you have to make the other tonight. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomar, he should say, Im Arishon Ben Kayama, if the Rishon, because now, let's say now he has a real baby. So, what did he have in mind when he said, if my wife has a baby, has a boy? So Rabbi Shimon says, you got to make the tonight the other way now. Im Arishon Ben Kayama, if the first birth was a real birth of a Ben Kayama, Harishon Chov of Izunadava. So the first one was the Chov, and this one is just extra, the Imla, but if not, Harishon Nadava Vizu Chova. What's clear from Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says that when a person has a Kabbalah of Hareza Nazir, if my wife has a son, that original Kabbalah is not just going on the pregnancy that his wife is in right now. He didn't say, my wife has a son in the next 30 years. Rabbi Shimon's, you might have said that it's talking about his wife's pregnancy right now. It's clear from Rabbi Shimon that it's not true. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that even if his wife has a baby in three pregnancies from now, that's also included in the Kabbalah's Naziris, because he says if the first one was a Ben Kayama, so then it would be a real Kabbalah's Naziris. If you look in the Me'iri right here, Me'iri says, Ha'omer l'kesheyeli bas ovlad, ein mashmo, according to, let's say, the Tanakama, ela aleda rishona, sheteled ishto, velo al koleda veleda. Rabbi Shimon says this now, but says the Me'iri, and the Netziv picks up on this Me'iri. Says the Netziv, right here in the Merom Esada. He says, mevuar, chazra v'yolda hareza nazir. Right, says the Mishnah. If he has, then he's, if she has another baby. Mevuar mikan, de'im amar ezetnai, lo chal, ela al harishon, v'lo al kal pam v'pam. That, because she didn't have the nazirs. What if, right, what's the diyak? What if she had a baby, and then she has another baby? Then she has another baby. Does it continue? He's a nazir each time? So that's the netzivs. That it only would work for the first one. Reb Shimon says maybe the first viable one. But says the Me'iri, says the netziv, Mevuar mikan d'mamar eze tnai, lochal el al rishon v'lo al kol pam. Then he quotes the Me'iri, and then he says, but I have a question. If somebody says, Hareini nazir im ochel, I'm a nazir if I eat a hamburger today. And he ate six hamburgers with hasra in between. What do we say? What do we hold? Chayav kolachas v'achas. So why is it if I say I hereby accept to not eat a hamburger, I'm chayav to, you know, on each one. I hereby accept to bring a be a nazir if my wife has a baby boy, only the first viable one, but not after that. Why? What's the difference? So says the Rosh Hashi, says Kasha, says the Netziv v'li nira. Because what does a person have in mind when he says, "Oh, I'm a nazir, my wife has a son"? He probably doesn't have a child. He probably is just dying for a child. Hashem, let me be a father. Once he's a father, he's a father. So that's it. That's why we could say that the umdana is only on the first one. If somebody says, I am not eating hamburgers. So pashas, he means all of them. And he continues. V'li nira, says the Netziv. De be'emez, kesha amar, kesha yili bas oben chayev al kol bas oben. If he would say that, theoretically, if every daughter, every son, but Avo Mishnah Seinu Kisha Amar, he's talking about he's not a father yet. Kisha Ere Li Vlad, Hayamashma She'eda Shani Yacholo Holit Zera Kayama. I want to know that I could be a father. And once he has a child, he realizes he could be a father. So Imken Kisha Noda Lo Min Arishon She Yacholo Holit Shuv Ain Sarech Ladas Od. There's nothing more. Avo Lemaya Arishon Ne Fellow Yada Rasheni. But if the first one was a Nefel, he doesn't know if he can be a father yet. He doesn't know if he is a father yet. And therefore, he doesn't know until the second time. Masha'ekin, when it comes to the hamburgers, to the food, he basically wants to be on a diet. He doesn't want to eat that. That's the umdana. And therefore, all of them would be included as long as there's hasra in between, as there's different halamos, that would be the chilek.
How does Tosfos, which is saying that it's from a separate pregnancy, make sense with Rav Shimon?
Tosfos would say he still, the umdana is that he wants to be a nazir when he is a father, and he doesn't know if he was a father yet from this pregnancy. So you can include even a future pregnancy. That's okay.
No, but we're saying according to Rav Shimon, it must be that Rav Shimon is trying to give you an out, how to make sure that you're not just suffering nazirs for the rest of your life. So,
right, so Rav Shimon gives you an out the first time, and then the second time you have to cover your bases just in case this is the real son that was born, and the first one wasn't a son. So then the first one wasn't a son, and you had you accepted, but now you have to cover yourself again from this second birth. When we're talking about Rachmana Litzlan, these cases of Hapala and miscarriage, there is a fascinating discussion in the Gaonim. The Gaonim have the discussion. The Tur quotes this in Simen Reish Samach Gimel and Hilchas Mila. By a miscarriage, the Tur quotes Kasav Gaon. Quotes the Gaon. It's found in earlier sources. Yenuka demis, a baby that died, a baby boy that died. Velo havi le shmonas yomin. He didn't even reach day 8. Maybe he didn't even reach day 1. Nehiginan de mahalinan le abe kivra. The minhag is that you give him a bris mila at the kever. Before a baby boy, Rachmana Litzlan, that didn't make it, is buried, you give him a bris mila. Rachmana Litzlan, this is the minhag of the Chevra Kadisha. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Kalbo. Nagu lamul ben shemeis kodem sheyagia lios ben ches betzur v'kane. It's not a real mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Bebeis hakvaros, lahasir cherpaso mimenu. Shelo yikaver ba'arlaso, ki cherpa hilo. Right, where does that word cherpa come from? By Shechem. By the brothers said that it's cherpa not to have a bris mila, but he says to remove the cherpa. That's the what the Kalba quotes, and then he quotes others. He quotes from Avnachshon Gaon, the Regilon de Mahalidin al Kivrei v'lo, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This Rav Nachshon Gaon. Regilon de Mahalidin al Kivrei v'lo mevarchin al Amila umaskin le shmei. Give the child a name. Maskin le shmei dekad merachmin le min shmaya, so that the child will have rachmanis from something about your name that brings rachmanis from Shemayim. V'have tchias hamesim. He has a name, he'll be connected, he'll recognize his father, b'shas tchias hamesim. Again, there's something happening here, but this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, here at the end of Reish Lama Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes this, relating to giving the child a name, and many times, you know, it's the Chever Kadisha, you don't need a Moel to do this, it's the Chever Kadisha that takes care of this, to make sure to deal with this. Again, it depends how early, if there was a very early, and the baby is not formed yet, so then it's nothing to talk about. But in a case where the baby is formed, then this is quoted that this is what is done. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Reish Lama Gimel Sefei. Malanos al kivro b'tzur b'kana v'in mevarchin alva mesim lo shem lezecher shiirachamuhu min hashamayim v'yichye b'tchias hamesim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Vein osin kein afil b'yantav sheni shal galius. Dasuk v'nefala b'yantif. What about if you're having a burial on yantav sheni? Okay, that's a discussion. Viter says the Gemara. Hi, my lameimra. Well, what's the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah? Somebody says, I'm a nazir if I have a son, and he has a son, mazel tov. So what's the chiddush? Of course, if he has a son, so he fulfills his naziris. Mishum seifa bas tumtum androgynous eno nazir. Right, so that's the for the seifa, that all those are not included. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. Not only if you have a son, you are a nazir. If you don't have a son, all these are not considered sons. So what's the chiddush? Mao detema likeshe ebane hu dik amar. Ben here is from the word binyan. Right, I'll be a nazir when I am built. When I am built, what is that considered? When somebody has a child. That they are mivune, kamash malan dolo, kamash malan. We don't say that lumdish interpretation to his words. We just assume that it is a nazir. Of course, where does that come from? Comes from Rachel Imenu. Rachel says, when she gives her shivcha, ulai ebane mimena, maybe I will be built from her. Even the word ben is from the word binyan, right? Oh, and she says of him, ayin mesa anochi. And not, he says, died. Right? We had back in Masechta Zedarim, the four people that are considered ein lo chayim, dala nechshavim kemes. One of them is misha ein lo banim. Right? That's considered a binyan. When somebody is built, they feel that they have a connection to the next generation. We mentioned in the Parsha Shia this week, that's one of the pshatim of the Gemara, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. Baruch atah, blessed are you when you go out. The Gemara Rashi quotes Wabshat that we should be in the same state when we leave the world as we were when we went into the world. Belichait. But another day of the Gemara Bamitzia is that if we have children that continue our path, so that we're baruch because we continue. A person continues. Sifsoza davos bekever, if they are their children are following in their path and carrying on the tradition. So somebody is built when they have a child. And that is the Havamina here. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Look at Tosas. Tosas also says this. Lukisha ebanehu de ka'amar. That's the Havamina. Velo ben mamish ka'amar. Elo lashon binyan. Kamo v'ibaneh gamanochi. Ubekahai gavna banui. So if somebody has any type of child, so you might think he is banui. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. But there is another context, so the Achronim mentioned, the B'Yirei Adav quote, that you are considered enough built with this, any type of child. And that is relating to Yibam. Yibam Chalitza, right? Any type of child is considered Zera. Any type of child is considered that the person doesn't need to do Yibam because that is considered Banui regarding that Halacha. Okay, just keep in mind, so it's that status. Rachel Imenu, right? If she would have had a girl, I mean, there was no shvatim. Was she dafka looking for a boy? I mean, she knew the shifte ka, but that is what is mentioned. Somebody mentioned recently, Rachel Imenu, right? We call all the imahos, but what's the one that who's the one that gets the Imenu? Rachel, even though she had many less children, right? She had four less boys than her sister. But she's the one. We say Leah Imenu, but it's not as mekubal as Rachel Imenu. It's not about quantity. Not about quantity. Something unique about Rachel Imenu when she was built, with Yosef and Binyamin, you know, that is something unique. Weiter. Says the Gemara, V'im Amar Kishayili Vlad Chulu. Right, if he says, I'm a Nazir when I have a Vlad, that's more inclusive, and therefore, no matter what child would be born, that would be included. Pshita, Ma'o Detema Vlad Demechshav Bene Inshi Be'inon. You might think that it means a Vlad that could go amongst men, which is a boy. Right, so you might think that's what it is included. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Right? Again, the Havamin is that he might have had in mind the boy. Kamash Malan, not. Hipila Ishto, Eino Nazir. What happens if his wife has a miscarriage? So that's not a Nazir. Manktani Lo. So who is that? Who is the one that says that? Who is the one that says that if there is a Suffolk, Hipila Nazir, no Naziris? Who is the one, the Tana, that holds Suffolk Naziris Lahakel? Rebbe Yehuda Dekrihu. It's Rabbi Yehuda of the Machlokes about Kri. Where is Rabbi Yehuda about Kri? So we had this already. We had this a couple of days ago. You remember back on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we had the case where the Brisa, somebody says, I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nas, that in my Kri, in my silo, there is 100 kur of wheat. And then you go there, and it was stolen, and it was lost, and it was rotted, whatever it is. So is he a Nazir or not? There, we don't know whether at the time of the Kabbalah's Nazirus, he was a Nazir or not. So what did the Brisa say earlier? Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Shesavin Naziris Lahakel. So it's Rabbi Yehuda decree. That is the Mishnah. If you look in other Rishonim, the Tosfos here, in the Maskel Rabbi Yehuda says, what does the Gemara have to emphasize Rabbi Yehuda of Kri? Well, there's other Rabbi Yehudas. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's Rabbi Yehuda we're going to have later on, a Daflam and Dalet, called Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla'ah. Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla'ah. What's the Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla'ah? Right, remember the case, people, it's Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Tarfon, two people sitting on a bench. One says, and they see somebody walking towards them. And one of them says to the other one, I'm a Nazir if that's Reuven. The other guy says, I'm not a Nazir if that's Reuven. They're arguing if that's Reuven. They see him in the distance. And the Gemara, there's a Shita there, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Tarfon, neither are a Nazir. What do you mean neither? One of them has to be a Nazir? No. Naziris has to be clear. There has to be clarity, according to one of the Shitas of the Tanoim, at the moment of the Kabbalah of the Naziris. So here there was no clarity. Neither of them knew. So that's why it's not, the Gemara here did not say that, this is Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla. No, that's a different type of case. Here, we really don't know. There, we just don't know at the time, even though it gets clear later on. Right? We know if it's Reuben or not in 5 minutes from now. It's just that at the moment of the Kabbalah, it was not clear. That's one Shita. That's not what this is talking about. Here, even in the future, we don't know. We don't know the mitzias of what happened, and therefore says Tosfos that the Gemara is not connecting it to that shita. Tosfos says Lo ratza olomer Rabbi Yehuda da haflaahu deimkein afilu haya vlad ben kayama ino nazir. Right here, even if the Vlad would have been a baby boy, he wouldn't be a Nazir, because at the moment of time, the moment of the Kabbalah, he didn't know whether he was going to have a boy, a girl, viable, miscarriage. So he would have included even more cases. Kiva the b'shas ha-neder lo-haya ha-Vlad ba-olam. The Mefaresh, not here, but later on, has a different pshat of what does it mean, hafla. What does it mean, Rabbi Yehuda hafla? If you look on Lamed Beis and Mebeis, the Mefaresh quotes, what does it mean, according to Rabbi Huda / Rabbi Tarfon, as we'll see, you're not a Nazir, towards the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. If you turn one more, Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, that's the only Daf in Shas that has no Gemara on it. Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, it's all Tosfos. We're Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. Shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. Shalom nitna nazirus, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, Mefari says, Ela lahafla, sheyehe mevarer dvara, v'yomar harini nazir, v'lo yehe tole naziruso, b'davar achir. The Mefarish is going to say, we'll see that Bashem later on, that what does it mean, hafla? You can't make your Naziris tali on anything. That's a very inclusive ptur, exemption, as we will see. He would knock out, according to that understanding, many Nazirios. According to the lesser understanding, it's that it has to be clear at the time of your acceptance. Not that you're making it dependent on anything. But either way, that's what Tosfos says. Here, why the Gemara specifically relates our Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda of Kri, which we had on Daf Ches, and not Rabbi Yehuda of Hafla, which is based on Rabbi Yehuda also. That's why he picks that one. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Now we get to the Rabbi Shimon sheet in the Mishnah. Yomar, he should say, just to cover himself, because Rabbi Shimon does not hold somebody's ears the hakel. Remember, Rabbi Shimon in the Cree case was machmir. So Rabbi Shimon here wants to help you out here. You don't want to just be a subbing nazir the rest of your life. So what does the person do? Rabbi Shimon Omar Yomar, Imhaya ben Kayama Hareni Nazir Chova. If my son was viable the first one, so I'm a Nazir Chova. Vimla Hareni Nazir Nadava. So if not, I'm a Nazir Nadava. Bo'imine Rabbi Abba me Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba asked the following from Rav Huna. Hareni Nazir Likishiyeli ben Vihipila Ishta. Person accepts to be a Nazir. Then his wife has a miscarriage. And there, and Vihifrish Karban. And he's already mafrish the karbanos. Just in case. Just in case he asks us. So Vihifrish Karban. And then Vihazra Viyolda. And then his wife has another baby. Before he did the process of Naziris. Here Tosva says Viyolda in Tiber Maskal Vihipila Pirish Meoso Herayon Atzmo. Same pregnancy. Same pregnancy. I don't know, maybe in the 15 minutes before, after he had one baby, and then before the other baby comes out, or is this like the Gemara talks about in Maseches Nida, that there were twins that were a couple of months apart from each other. So is that, either way, right? We mentioned when that came up in Nida, that there was a case, if you look online, there was a case of a woman having a baby, a couple of months, twins having so apart from each other. But this is the case. I'm going to be a Nazir if my wife has a baby boy, and the wife has a miscarriage, and he was mafresh a carbon, and then she has a baby. Mahu. So what is the halacha there? He was mafresh after the first one. So the question is, does that first set of karbanos, did they have kedusha? Remember, according to the Tanakh Kama, he's not a Nazir, so lachore, they wouldn't have kedusha. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's more of an open question. Aliba Daman. Ask the Gemara. E Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Who's the question according to you? According to Rabbi Shimon, Maiti Boilei. What's the kasha? Ha Amar Rabbi Shimon Safek Naziris LaHachmir. And therefore, you have to assume that the miscarriage was a birth, and therefore the karbanas have kedusha. So a Naziris LaHachmir is even enough to allow you to bring karbanos in this case, or at least to give them a Safek status. Right, because you have to cover yourself. If this, so at, you'll accept another nazirah just to be safe, so you don't bring kulun ba'azara. But at least you have to treat them l'chumra. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, somebody says l'chumra. So obviously, you'll have to treat them l'chumra as karbanos. Ela aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Damar somebody says l'hakel. My kadosh o eino kadosh. When he says you don't have to be a nazir, is he also saying that if you were mafresh karbanos because of that, they wouldn't have the status of karbanos? Kadosh olav kadosh. That is the shaila. My. So the question is, once again, let's just finish reading. My nafkamina, what would be the nafkamina? Ligiza so velavod bo. To shear it, to work with it, which is the usher by karbanos ateku. The question is not answered. 2 points. Number one, is this a general question on somebody that's here is the hakel? What about the karbanos? So Tosfos adds in another hosafa. No. The point is that there's another baby born right afterwards. So the question is, the second baby was a ben kayama. So do we say that the second baby is magala on the first baby? That's the added element here. It's not stam, where there's a miscarriage and we don't know and he's mafresh karbanos. Here there was a second baby born. That's the shiloh that the Gemara is asking here. Tosfos in the Vihipila. The hashta yeshal chacha gedola midahai ben kayama hanefel havinami bar kayama. If the second one was, that's why Tosa said one pregnancy. The kalalo chadashav detipa hi nechlekas l'shnayim, right? Different types of twins, right? That, but Tosa says mistama if there were twins. So if the second one was ben kayama, the first one would also be a ben kayama as well. Hilkach chala kedusha al karban shehifik shehipila. It could be, the Gemara is maybe emphasizing this, that this would be vaday kadosh, the karbanos according to the Tanakhama. Not just suffix naziris lahakel, but because of the second one, you can assume that the first one was a vaday, and therefore the karbanos would have a status of vaday karbanos. The Gemara, though, only mentions nafkaminas of Giza and Avoda. This is of Giza and Avoda. Tosva says, the Gemara does not mention, now this is Dibra Maskel v'Nafka, Tosva says there's no Nafkamina of Malkus here. But, what about Malkus? Right, if you violate Giza Vavoda. Right, there's no, because it's not Vadai. You're not going to get malchus for that. Velolilki yahai mishum deleka, right? You're not going to, you don't assume it's such a vadai. The Shita Mekubetzes adds in another nafkamina that the Gemara does not mention here. Tosfos adds in malchus. The Shita says, Ialiba de Reb Shimon, the line of the Shita is on the question. Ha'amr savin is yiris lahachmir. And you have to be machmir. V'afilu lo yolda achrichein ben kayama maisila al hanefel. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be machmir, bring the karbanis. V'lo mi ba'ile, and I'm not even asking, le'inyin pidyon u le'inyin avelus. Two other halakha nafkaminas. Pidyon aben and sitting shiva. Dipshita mi safek lo yisabel alav v'lo yehet sarach levdosam. Says the Shita, it's obvious though that in this case, he's cooking even with the according to Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon that says, Safek Zeris Lahachmir, you're not going to say Safek Pidyon HaBen Lahachmir or Safek Avelos Lahachmir. Even Reb Shimon, who says Safek Zeris Lahachmir, Safek Avelos Lahachel. So he says here, right? And therefore, Lo Yisabel Alav, you would not be Misabel on this baby. Velo Yehate Tzarech Leftosam, and there wouldn't be a Tzarech to do. To do Pidyon HaBen. That is the Hosafa of the Shita Mekubetzes. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what about the case, though, let's say according to the Rabbanan, we all like the Rabbanan, and what about the case where you have one baby after another baby? The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Yaradea, Shin Ayin Dalid, Siftes. Yesh Misha Omer. There are those that say. Who is this Yesh Misha Omer? Right, this is based on this Gemara, partially. She omer, ta'omim, she meis echan mehem tok shloshim yom, v'hasheni chai, u meis la'achar lamid yom, ein mesablin alav. You have one baby born, or let's say the second baby doesn't die, even. You have one baby, one twin that dies within 30 days, and the other twin dies after 30 days, or doesn't die. The point is, after 30 days, so that's considered a cheskas chayim, a ben kayama. You have to sit shiva for the first baby. Because do we say that Tosfos is a svara? Mida hai ben kayama, hai nami ben kayama. If the baby just died within, so you say maybe it's not, wasn't a ben kayama. You only have to sit shiva for a ben kayama. But now, since the second baby made it, so maybe the first, right, if the second baby made it, so then and the baby died, so maybe it's a shiva for both. But if the second baby lived, so do the relatives have to sit? So yesh misha omer. So Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Omer, that ain't misablin alav. If you look at the Taz, lefizeh mashma, da'al hasheni, ain't misablin. Right, because that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. If the baby died after 30 days, ain't misablin. What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? What's the language? Let me read it again. I didn't focus on it. Right, if the one dies before 30 days, and the second one lives and dies after 30 days, ain't misablin alav. Who's the alav that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about? Which one is Megala on which one? So the Taz says, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you don't even have to sit shiva for the second one. Because the first one is Megala on the second one. V'hatam, don roi, shagam ha-sheni eno ben kayama, kivan shu mitipa achazim ha-rishon, v'kach pasak bilavush, v'amar, dayno dafka, kshay ha-sheni gamkin chole b'shas misas ha-rishon. Only if the second one was also sick from the time of birth, and then but the baby made it 30 days. V'herich bazeh, he quoted the Levush, l'chazek dvarav. And the Taz says, I beg to differ. Ube'emes daito matmiya ma'od. Liftar me'avelos mikoach svara chalusha kazos. Right, what a weak svara. Because the first one died within 30 days, you're not going to sit shiva for the second one. He says, ubedarki, this whole source of this halach is an arzarua. And if you look in the original arzarua, it's clear what the arzarua means. The arzarua says, to omim, shemes echan mehen betoch shloshim, vasheni chai. Lo amrinan mi dahasheni chai harisho nami havi ben kayama ve'ein misablin alav. What's the source of this? It's an arzarua. The arzarua is clear. You're talking about the first baby, not the second baby. The case of the arzarua, and the way sometimes a classic example says the Taz of original source. And if you don't look at the original sources, you're not going to get it right what the source is talking about. The Taz says, "V'nipsa dal arishon kamar de misablin, avala shady de meisachar shloshim yom va de misablin alav." V'kanu Taz sofer. I think it's a mistake. V'tzorach lios v'asheni chai adayin achar shloshim yom emes ablan alav akoyal arishon v'chei mashma b'simani atur shechibar b'al shulchan aruch zal v'chun. It continues. So says the Taz, you have to understand the shulchan aruch, alav is going on the first baby. If the baby lives after 30 days, for sure, there's avelus, but after it's only whether you use that one to be megal on the first one, like our Tosva says, that you wouldn't say. Viter. Says the Gemara, Boy mine ben Rechumi me Abaya. Ben Rechumi asked Abaya, who is Ben Rechumi? Not such a popular name. The Maritz Chayis here says, like I've written elsewhere, sometimes if you have a person, an Amora in Shas, who hardly is ever quoted, he's only quoted like one or two times. Sometimes the Gemara will nickname that Amora based on the statement that they said. So he says, for example, the Maritz Chayis says, is in Bab Metzia. There's one of the Amoraim that's called Reb Yitzchak Migdala, because his one statement that Shas is about a Migdal. It's about a tower. Whether it's Makabal Toma. So he says maybe here too. Ben Rechume. It's about asking a question about a child that was born. Rachamim. Ben Rechume Me'abaya. Hareini Nazir L'Kshiyeli Ben. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir when I have a child, when I have a son. V'shama Chavero V'amar V'yalai. Me too. So what does he mean, me too? Mahu. Adiburei mashma. Is he saying, yeah, Reuven said, I'm a Nazir when I have a child. Shimon says, me too. So the Shimon said, I'm a Nazir when Reuven has a child? Is that what he's being makabel? Oh, agufe mashma. Or is he saying, me too, I'm a Nazir when my wife has a child? What does he mean by a lie? Im tipsalomar agufe mashma. If you want to say he means himself, meaning, when he says a lie, it's not when Reuven has a child, it's when me, Shimon, has a child. Amar hareini nazir l'kishiyia. Let's read our girsa. L'kishiyia liben. Same lashon. So Reuven says, I'm a child when I have a son. V'shama chaver v'amar va'ani. Doesn't say va'alai, which sounds like on me. Va'ani just means and I, not upon me. So, and I, maybe that's more connecting to what this friend said. Mahu, anafshi ka'amar, is that also saying on himself? He's accepting when his own wife has a baby. O dil mahachi ka'amar, rachimna lecha kavasech. Or is he saying, va'ani, I, rachimna lecha, he loves you, kavasech, like you. Meaning he's accepting it. Va'ani, yeah, I wish you have, your wife has a son, and when your wife has a son, I'll be a nazir. Right? V'yadla recha kamocha. That's what he's, suggesting here. V'im tim salomar kol ba'anpe. And if you want to say, anytime he's in front of his friend, ksifa le milsa. Right? If his friend is dying to have a child, and he says, I'm another one, I have a child, he's not going to say, yeah, me too, I'm a child, another one, I have a child. His friend is like pouring out his heart to him with his statement. So he's not going to get Shimon's not going to get his own wife involved in this. So we can assume that it was about Reuven, not about Shimon himself. He's not going to focus on his own tsar if Reuven is expressing his tsar. Amar, what if about this case? Hareini nazir l'kishiyeh l'ploni ben. What if Reuven really wants Shimon to have a child? So Reuven says, I'm a nazir when Shimon's wife has a child. And then Levi comes along and says the same thing. V'shama chaver v'yamar va'ani. Ma, what about that case? Mi amrinon shalo b'fanav anav sheikamar. Do we say, well, if you're not talking about the person who really needs the child, he's talking about his own wife. Odil ma'achi kamarle, or this is what he's saying. Rachim lekavaseich. I love him like you love him. Tiba'i. So we end up with a teku, even though we said teku and I'm an aleph, right? So we want to say lishna denazir mishuna. I'm not sure why. The first one says teku, and the second one says tiba'i. Okay. Vatarecha kamocha. Obviously, a lot to talk about. Just keep in mind the Ramban. The Ramban, Ala Torah, who says it's Dera Guzma. We have to do the best we can. It's kind of impossible to be exactly Kamocha. Very, very hard. What, I love somebody exactly like I love myself? The Ramban says, do the best you can. It's Derech Guzma, the best that we can do. What does he say? V'tam v'adrecha Kamocha, haflaga. That's the word. Haflaga, it's like an exaggeration. Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam, she'yehov es chaveiro ka'avaso es nafsho. It's like impossible. The ode, Shekfar Bar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva already told us, Chayecha Kodman, right? The case of the canteen in the desert. So, how can you say about the Kamocha? Chayecha Kodman, Ella Mitzvah Satorah, Sheyehav Chaveiro Bekol Inyan, Kasher Yehav Es Nafsho Bechol Hatov. It means, in expressing the love. Whatever I would do for myself, I should do for my friend. That's what it means. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes that a person has to love his wife like he loves himself and be mechabed his wife more than he's mechabed himself. So he says, so love. How can you can't love somebody more than you love yourself. Right? Even a wife, even a child. Yeah, that's human nature. We love ourselves. We put ourselves at least on the same plane. That's what Rambam says. Loving at the same level and be mechabed more, because that's in terms of actions what is done. Okay, Mishnah. Hareini nazir v'nazik sheyeli ben. We start off the Mishnah and then we get into the alumnus on tomorrow's daf. Somebody says, I'm a nazir. Fine, he's a nazir. And I accept the second nazirus when I have a son. His chilmon et shalom. So what happens? He starts being a nazir. He counts his own. V'acharkach nola lo ben. And then mazel tov. He has a son before he finishes his nazirus. So what does he do now? Mashlem es shalom. V'acharkach mona es shel beno. Because he accepted his own nazirus first, he first finishes his own nazirus, and he does tiklachas and karbanos. He has his first nazirus, and then he's mona, the nazirus of his son. That's the pashtus, that you do tiklachas and karbanos in between. That's what Tosfos says here. Hareini nazir k'sheyeli ben v'nazir. What about the opposite order, though? I hereby accept to be a nazir when I have a son, and I'm a nazir. So, hischil moneh shalo. He starts counting his own naziris. V'achar kach nola lo ben. And then he has a son in the middle. So now he's got to stop. Meniach es shalo. He stops counting his own moneh es shel beno. And he goes to his son, because that's what he had accepted first. So he goes to count his son. V'achar kach. And after he finishes that, mashlim et shalo. Then he's mashlim his own. Mashlim clearly means he doesn't have to start again. Let's say he counted 20 days of his own, and then 30 days, then he has another 10. That case clearly means, the Rishonim here explain, that he does not bring Tiglachas. He doesn't have Tiglachas and Karbanas after he finishes his sons. Because then you wouldn't be able to only have 10 days of an Aziris afterwards. You have to have at least 30 days. So the Shilas, some of the Mefarish has one day here where he says, well, since the second case is for sure no Tiglachas in between, so then the first case also must be no teglachas and karbanas in between. And the other day it says no, there's a difference. The first case, you finish your entire naziris, so you could finish, do the closing ceremonies as well. And then you could have the son, the one for the son, Mashenkein, in the Sefer case. One second. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, where might this come up in Shulchan Aruch? Where does this come up in Shulchan Aruch? Simin, Tov, Kuf, Samaches, in Aruchayim. What happens if somebody accepts to fast a certain number of days? I hereby accept to fast 40 days. And then, punct, within those 40 days are certain fast days that I have to fast anyway. So can I, like, double dip? Can I count those? Or do I have to say I have to stop my own counting of fast days, fast for this one, and then go into it. Hanoder latsum schum yamim ritzufim ve'ira baham tainus chova olam lo. It could count. The Magen Avraham here brings in this Mishnah relating to this. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the whole sugya. He summarizes the Magen Avraham without quoting all of the relating issues to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'dafka b'tayin," quoting the Magen Avraham, "V'dafka b'tayin is chova shehu lo al yedei neder." But what if somebody accepted avalim ba'alav chova yedei neder? What if somebody accepts to fast every Monday and Thursday and then accepts to fast 40 days? So that's similar to our case. Two nedarim. So then what? V'acharka another latsum beis v'hei. V'acharka another latsum mem ritzufim. Ein beis v'hei olalo. So then the Monday and Thursday doesn't count. Tehem shnei nedarim. Im lo sheyomar dekavanaso haya sheyala v'cheshbon arbon. But if you accepted two things, they can't overlap. You got to do one and then do the other. Or yada diyoma mi sheragil lehisanos aseres yemei tshuva. Ve'ira yom shemespo aviv bein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippurim. The minhag of the Shulchan Aruch is to fast on the yard site. So what happens if somebody has yard site during Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Ein sarach lahosif lehisanos hey yamim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, like the minhag midi dahavi atzom gadav yom Kippurim, just like Tzom Gedalia. Deheim chova v'olim betoch hayud yamim. Right, those chovas. So too a yard site is not, that's not called a kabbalah. That's not called the Kabbalah. That's a kind of an automatic that is beyond my control. Only if somebody has two Kabbalahs, then they can't overlap. Like the Magen Avraham says, our Mishnah. You can't double dip. I'm a Nazir and I'm a Nazir for when I have a son. You can't say, okay, I'll count it all as one. You have to stop. And depending on the order of what you were Makabel, that will determine whether you continue or you stop, and then you finish it up afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here by the Gemara, by Bari Rava, and by Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow's daf will be put up from last time, and then by Hashem, we will continue.